Warning, explicit content. This is Kelvin Gill, and I'm about to say things that may offend you.
True.
All right, so this is Kelvin.
Yo, and this is Shane. What up?
This is my podcast. It's going to be about, like, returning back to New York City, Shane. And right now, we're going to talk about how I felt in the beginning. Like, the last 2 months before we're about to, like, embark on this journey back to New York. Me, my mother, my sister.
Oh, this should be interesting.
Yeah, man. I mean, maybe. I hope my life is interesting. People tell me I'm funny. People tell me I'm interesting. I don't see it most of the time.
I want to reply, but I'm not going to do it. Oh, by the way, we was laughing, but I just got a text, but...
Yeah, let's go on. So I was a high school dropout at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you heard, but I heard the family went crazy.
Oh, yeah, I heard, bro. That's what I was saying before. I heard about that shit for sure. Because I was getting threats my way just to not do the same shit. They was like, oh, yeah, I'm so glad that you know you're doing... You staying in school, and then you show them a test that you had like a 95 on, and they will ask you where's the other 5, and I'm like, yeah, I'm dropping out. It's not worth it.
Literally, that's how Caribbean parents are. That's how our parents, coming from, I guess Guyana is a part of the Caribbean, but at the end of the day.
No, we are not part of the Caribbean. Guyana. We just have Caribbean culture.
All right, I guess.
Geographically, we are not part of the Caribbean, but right. We are Caribbean.
In heart.
At heart, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I ain't had no intentions, bro. I had no intentions of getting my GED. Not getting my GED, sorry. I had no intentions of getting my high school diploma. Like, I hated school to the point where, like, school was hard. Not hard, like, intellectually, hard socially.
I get what you're saying. For me, it wasn't hard socially. I was great at socializing, but it was just hard being in the class and listening to things I'm not interested in. Right?
Yeah, I feel you on that. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna get my GED, because I remember thinking to myself, like, I can drop out of school at 18, go have hella fun, come back at 20, and get my diploma in, like, minutes.
GED, good for me.
Exactly, right? It's good enough, you feel me? I still get to go into a college at the end of the day if I want to. I still get to show it as the equivalent. I wasn't tripping, but, like, my mom and nobody else knew this at the time. They didn't know that I intentionally dropped out because that I just hated school and I didn't want to go back. So that means when I come to New York, right, I'm going to be a high school dropout, and I'm going to need to get a job. That lines me up for a shitty job.
What's the shitty job, bro?
Well, to be honest, it was a security job.
Oh, yeah?
It was a security job in Manhattan.
It was an op, yeah?
Yeah, I was an op, bro.
Called a popo.
I mean, technically, you're more op than I am.
Listen, don't discuss my business right now, sir. We're talking about you. Okay, let's focus. Can we do that? Okay.
Yeah, let's get back to me. You're right. Yeah, I was kind of like an op. But we was the type of op that if we caught you, we probably smoked your shit. Mm. That was the op we were. Like, we weren't really hard at it. Like, we were just for show. We were literally people there just to, like, watch around and make sure nothing goes haywire. And by make sure nothing goes haywire means call the authorities right at that time.
Presence.
You feel me?
I feel it.
But that shit, the job was all right at first. You feel me? I was getting $13 an hour. Mm. Now, that's coming from Michigan, making $9 an hour.
Okay.
So I was making $13 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting 40 hours a week. Excuse me, sorry. And it was mostly just me sitting around or standing all the time. The standing wasn't that cool, because that started to hurt after a while.
It should start to hurt in the ass, too. You'd be like, ah.
I don't know about that.
I can't take it.
I don't know where that came from.
I can't take it. My legs is crapping. I need some water.
Bye, some Rand. Milk. Yeah. But yeah, so back to it. It was, what was I saying?
You was talking about your job.
Oh, yeah, it sucked.
13 year, you know, $13 an hour.
Yeah, it was $30 an hour. So I was like thinking it was cool. I was chilling. Come to find out.
2019 minimum wage is $15 an hour.
Yeah, and even that is nothing. Because I can be honest with you, when it was $13 an hour, I was making around $7.90.
Bro, I'm making twice as much as that and it's still nothing. So what I can tell you for sure.
And at 15, it dropped me up to, at 15, it dropped me $100 more. So I was making, it's $100 more, literally. When taxes and everything else came out, I was back to square root. Like, square one, sorry.
Alright. Okay.
So, the job was cool and all, but that started to suck because I got tired of just sitting around doing nothing.
Let me just get a little swig of something.
I feel you. Let's get that. Let's get the bottle open. It's alright, bro. We can get the bottle open. We can continue talking. We adults. We both 21.
Alright, but I don't feel like you need to say that, though. I'm saying. Thanks for being technical. It's 22.
22?
22.
What do you mean?
I'm 22.
Okay.
You 22.
Now you just flexing. You heard us? That's another new... I mean, that's not... I don't know if that's a New York word, flexing, but I feel like it originated from New York.
You think? Yeah, flex? Nah. What, flexing? Originated from New York? I doubt it.
I mean, you think about it, a lot of slang.
Flexing? Yo, then you don't... Think about it, remember, like, you know, I think flexing came from, like, the whole bodybuilding scene.
In New York, when them niggas in the Bronx, at the square, at the parks,
in Miami, doing mad push-ups. In Miami.
And we all just talking about what we've seen after movies right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, yeah, to go back to it. And at the time as well, when I realized the job's getting shitty, you feel me? My parents, they were pushing me. And my aunt, my whole family was pushing me to go get my GED.
Oh, that pressure.
And that I hated it. I hated it, bro. I hate being told what to do. I just hate that shit. Yeah. I guess it's Aries in me, but I hate being told what to do.
Don't we all?
Yeah, man. We all shit. They hate that shit.
It's the rebellious nature that practically, you know.
Fire sign, baby. But yeah.
Every empire.
So after a while, I had to give up, man. It was annoying, like having them like in my ears all the time about, okay, Kelvin, the job is horrible. You don't like the job.
Yeah.
All
right.
You need to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, whatever.
You're weak. You're weak. You should have resisted more. Nah, I'm kidding.
Hey, you're speaking the truth, brother. Because I wasted $400. You want to know how I wasted $400 in New York? I fucking... barely went to those classes when I was supposed to go to those classes. I was messing around with a chick in the class, and I wasn't paying attention.
Listen, bro, you're not the only one that's wasted money before. I paid for a food handling license and wasted $180 and didn't even use it.
He said, I didn't even handle no food.
I didn't even handle anything. I just practically got a license and was like, I don't ever want to work here no more.
Look at that. You good? Yeah, so... But I failed, bro. So, yeah, I failed. Like, of course I failed. I didn't even take the GED test. And no one knows this. My mom don't know this. Like, they all, I mean, I think they understand now that I probably didn't take the test when I told them I went and took it the first time. So, I guess I probably got over it. But I know for sure I didn't go. I wasn't even going to try to go. Because I didn't prepare at all. Mm. And so I had to leave that now and then go back to another shit job. And at the time, if I can recall correctly.
So wait, you're not in school right now?
At the moment?
Yeah.
Oh nah, bro, this is like a couple months going in to coming into New York. So I've been in New York for about 2 years now.
I thought that was tripping, bro. What? We've been living a lie? We got those envelopes for nothing.
Yeah, I've been living in New York for about two to three years now, around that time. Like in a transition period between 2 to 3 years, you feel me? So yeah, I went back to another shit job, and I think that shit job was an HHA. I became a home health aide. And what that job entails, basically, is watching older people. And making sure they don't hurt themselves in the process of being old. It doesn't sound fun?
It's not. That sounds fun.
It was, okay.
Sounds great.
I never had a problem with the job. It was the management that was my problem.
Sounds like an HR issue. Let's move on.
Basically. Basically. So, motherfucker had to do that. And I was doing that for about a couple months. You feel me? We're doing that. And at the time, I felt stuck in a pattern. I feel like New York does that to you. I feel like New York puts you in a certain pattern if you don't catch yourself. You wake up, you go to the deli, you get a sandwich, you go to work, you come off of work, you do your illegal activities, and then you go to sleep, and then you repeat. And I felt that happening.
Sounds about right.
And it feels unfulfilling. Like, after a while, if you're just like, I feel like if you're just grinding in New York just to like make a living and to make ends meet, like, I feel like it becomes torture because you're not like having fun. You're just doing it for the money. And then even the money you get from doing it isn't as much. It's not enough. It really isn't that enough.
Ain't that a bitch?
And then that makes people do, you know, that makes people do bad. That makes people do side jobs. That's basically why people do a lot of side jobs.
I got murder on my mind. 747.
Oh my God. That's literally what New York do to you, man. Because after a while, you just get bored. You get bored of, like, if you're not chasing your dream and you're just trying to meet ends meet in New York, I feel like you get bored. I feel you get complacent. And after a while, if you have two paths after that, to accept the complacency or to, you know, keep shit moving and try to, like, progress on forward into a better way.
Yeah, break out your stagnant period. You must propel yourself forward, sir. You know, break it out. Broke it down.
Broke it down.
In the wise words of what's his name?
I don't remember. What was his name again?
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Fuck it. Let's move on.
And so I did that for a while. And at a home health aides, man, they have the hardest jobs ever, bro. Home health aides, their job is basically to make sure these patients who don't even want you around, they make sure that, you know, that they're good. Like, you're literally their parent. Like, you become a parent to these patients and these residents. And I guess for me, after a while, being a parent to somebody who didn't want me to be a parent to them, it started to get to me. So that was one reason why a nigga had a bounce as well.
I feel it. Hey, man, listen, you got more balls than me, dog. I could do that much. All right? Do your thing.
Now, this is about, let's say, about a year now. We're talking about a year now into New York. You feel me? About a year now. Let's say a year and a half, maybe, into New York. And life is stressful. Life is hard at this time. Not stressful and hard because of, like, I got to put food on the table because I don't. But stressful and hard in a way, like, you get lost in New York. Like, if you don't stop yourself and, like, look upon yourself and try to, like, reflect upon yourself while living in New York, you become something that you don't realize after a while. like you get into a path, like I said before, a rhythm, a beat.
Yeah, working for the man.
Yeah, basically. So my life was basically boring. All that being said, the first year and a half coming back to New York, it was completely and utterly boring. Shit got excited after I realized that I want to do all these entrepreneurial things. And to be honest, as I was getting my GED as well, thinking about it, I wasn't really going to continue school. I was actually going to just do my GED. But then my teacher pointed out something, and I saw something as well. So at CUNY campuses in New York, there is 6 females to 1 male. This is a PSA announcement. Well, I just said a PSA announcement and not know what the A in announcement. That's what the A stands for, an announcement. Okay, whatever. I know. But this is a PSA, okay? If you live in New York and you is a young nigga or cracker, whatever, you need to go to a CUNY. Is that
even the politically correct thing to say?
Yo, listen, I gave them a warning. Then I warned them. I told them, this is just who I am, bro. It's just, you feel me? There was a warning. It's explicit content.
Oh, dear. Continue.
He said, oh, dear.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, wait, what was I getting at?
Bro, we got off track. I ain't even going
to front. We was talking about how,
he's talking about living in America.
Nah, nigga, living in New York.
Yeah, man, the same shit, different state.
Oh, yeah, so I was I was saying that if you're a male in New York, you need to go to CUNY campuses. There is 6 females to 1 male. That is the ratio right now.
For a fact, I can testify. I mean, I've been seeing some things, bruh, and I just be like dapping somebody up every time. Like, yo, buddy, did you see that shit? Because I see that shit. Exactly. I was like, yo.
Sometimes you don't even know where to look. And then sometimes you just gotta, like, look up just to keep your soul clean because you feel like you're dirty in it.
Yes. Like everyone's looking at you, look at other people.
And then some days I just look and I let people look where I'm looking. And I continue to look. And then I look back at them, like, you shouldn't have been looking where I was looking. Nosy ass. Show nosy ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck wrong with you? Mind your damn fucking business. I'll be feeling like, yo.
So I was getting my GED. This fact came upon me that, you know, there's 6 females to 1 male. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, so I can probably find a lot of girls here. And let's be honest, I'm a young male. I mean, yes, I'm not very, like, outgoing doggish, but I like to see pretty girls.
That, yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that, bruh. I'm saying.
And
feel the same way.
And I think that's a lot of motivation. I always say women make the world go around because women are men motivation. Like, we literally do everything for a fact to get a woman. Like, we literally succeed in life. Basically, to get a woman. Like, primarily, instinctually, that's what we do.
Hey.
And
some may beg to differ, but, you know.
He said some may beg. You differ? You don't think we... All right, let's not do that. Let's not go through that.
Let's not go through that.
That's going to be a long conversation.
Another day, sir.
Another podcast. Yeah. Another podcast. But, yeah, so... All being said, that's a lot of motivation for me. To continue school, to go to college.
So, all right, you're in college now.
I'm not in college yet, though.
Oh, okay.
I'm not. Right now...
Where are we at in the timeline now?
Right now, I am literally at school. And I'm getting my GED, bro. I'm working towards it. And
it's like college, no?
Huh?
It's like college, same setting.
Yeah, no. But don't get me wrong. The office, the school is in a college building. This is the LaGuardia. The P2G is in LaGuardia.
Then you in college.
I mean, I guess I'm in a college building, but I'm not in college.
you in college.
Okay, I guess.
Alright.
So...
So now you in college, right? Yeah, there's a 6-to-1 ratio. What's next?
What's next is, I put that aside, bro, because this time I actually went back for me. Like, I actually went back to, like, because I was tired of doing the shit jobs in New York. And it's not as easy as they say it is to get a job in New York. I mean, it's all right, but the jobs you're going to get is not jobs that you're going to want to wake up to.
You feel me? There's no wants, it's just needs.
Yeah, literally. So, I was like, let me go back to school. Now, I'm in school. It's about a month in. And at this time, I deactivated my social medias. I gave my sister my TV and my PlayStation, basically. And I downloaded the Times magazine. Mm-hmm. The Times newspaper, sorry. And that's what I used to stay in contact with the outside world. And for about 2 months straight, two months to a half, I kind of went in, learning a lot of new things while being on that campus, like a tremendous amount of things. And these things, I guess, they've helped me, I guess, open my eyes a little bit more to the world and, like, get to understand a little bit more. And I feel like that's what's been, like, slowly drawing me in, like, the accumulation of knowledge that, I guess, not everyone have or not. The accumulation of knowledge that gives you a little bit more understanding of why certain things are. So, like, for instance, I didn't understand for a second why there were a lot more females than males in colleges. I thought it would have been like a almost normal, like, you know, a normal ratio, like a 1-to-1 ratio. I didn't maybe a 1-to-2 ratio, but a 1-to-6 ratio wasn't something I was gonna see until my teacher explained to me the dynamics, you know, of the war cutting down, you know, how much men live in America. Now there's more women are getting more educated because, you know, they have to be able to show something and to get into doors, instead of most guys might have a friend who can, like, hook them up or something of that nature. They gotta actually, like, show credentials. So more women are definitely
getting the bag. Yeah, getting to the bag. Definitely. Yeah, it's a freaking epidemic.
It's not an epidemic.
Don't
say that.
I know. If I say it's an epidemic, oh my God. The rain that will come down on me.
Yeah, it's not an epidemic. What it is?
No, it's just that dudes right now, y'all are slacking. And you need to get on it. We need to all get on it.
Because listen, guys, if there's 6 females to 1 male that's getting educated, that means every single thing you do from now on in the future, you will have to do it through a female. If females don't like you,
better start getting acquainted.
Get shit done.
Better start getting acquainted.
And you know why? You know what I do?
Your life ain't gonna be great if you don't know how to talk to bitches.
Yeah, literally. If you don't know how to talk to women, bro, and if you don't know how to, like, if you don't know how to have that essence around them that is comforting and not, like, overzealous, you feel me?
Yeah.
You be good.
Yeah, I get that.
You be good. But once you trying to play top dog, like, women don't like, I don't know exactly what women like, because I'm still trying to figure that shit out.
But from what I observed,
I've understood that women don't like big egos.
Yeah.
And a lot of niggas have big egos.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That's probably another reason why I decided to continue. But just carry on. So now I'm in there. I'm, like, going hard. Well, not going hard. I'm going medium. Let's be honest. Like,
let's carry on.
I'm going medium at school. We're talking about my GED now. And there's a practice test you have to take before you take the GED. It's called the ORT. It, like, lets you know if you're ready to take the GED. In New York now, it's not even known as GED. It's known as the task. It's so complicated.
Oh, yo, listen to this. Listen to this, bro. Doesn't that sound kind of funny? GET, ORT? ORT ready.
Oh, you see? They try to put it together. But yeah, so I missed that. I was two and a half months in. I was walking on my way to do the ORT. The ORT is not too far from us. And I went to stop and get a smoothie. I don't know what I was doing, but on the way, I looked down and a whole bunch of smoothie juice was all over my clothes, all over my pants. And I don't even understand, bro. I don't understand how the smoothie juice get on my clothes. And it's 7 o'clock in the morning. That means I'm going to have to go out in the public with everyone with smoothie juice all over my clothes. Not happening. I turned around. Got my ass back home. Put on regular clothes. Skipped the ORT. Went back to regular class. Counselor calls me in. Yo, Kelvin, I realize you didn't go to the ORT, but here's what's up. We are going to let you, go ahead and take the test anyway. I was like, you sure? She was like, yeah. I was like, all right, bet. Now, at this point, I'm a little stressing. I'm not really stressing, but I'm like, all right, bet. Shit. This happened a little faster than I thought.
It came back to me much faster than I have, predicted.
Yes, that's literally what happened. I started stressing. I was like, wait, what? I was like, I have not been fucking around, but I've been semi. I mean, I've been going medium. I haven't been going hard. I've been going medium on the work. So I'm like, goddamn, I bet. You know what, Kelvin? You about to go in there and you about to pass two parts of the test. You're going to go ahead and you're going to pass the history. You're going to pass the science. And then by the end of June, you'll try a second time and you'll get the other three sections passed. That was my original thought. The day comes for the test. I'm lining up. And from the morning I woke up from the test, I keep on telling myself the whole time, this test is going to be easy, Kelvin. What do you worry about? You about to pass this shit. It's over. Like, I'm really good at hyping myself up. Really good at doing that shit. And I'm standing in the line. And I can remember it was a female that was next to me. And she was also about to take the test lined up. But she was stressing.
So it was a girl.
She was, there's always a girl. Yeah, you're right. There always is a girl. I mean, she was stressing. And I'm like, yo, shorty, listen. We about to go in there. This shit about to be hella easy. We're not even going to need 45 minutes for this test. We're going to need 30 minutes. It's over with. We done. You heard? So I keep on doing that shit the whole time. Like, not only to myself now, but I see her stressing out. So I'm like, I bet I'm about to hype her up too. So I'm hyping her up. I'm hyping myself up. We finally, after 2 hours waiting to take the test, we get to sit down and actually take the test. And before I take that, I'm like, yo, we about to ace this shit, girl. It's over with. We don't have to come back and ever take this shit again. So I opened the booklet, bro. And I started looking at this test, reading it. And first one. Bam, that definitely is the right answer. Second one, bam, definitely the right answer. Third one, bam.
All
right,
stop saying right bam.
Fourth one, bam. Definitely the right one.
Is that a man gearing up for a position?
Shut up. Bam. But yeah, so
I'm weak.
I go ahead and I'm realizing, yo, this test feels like I'm getting given the answers. This can't be true. This can't be right. This can't be right at all. And then I remember thinking to myself, you remember when you used to be a salesperson, Kelvin, and they used to tell you, once you think about something all the time, that's what actually happens? I think they might have been a little bit right. That's literally what I was thinking about when I was taking the test. So bam, 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 the whole test, everything, all sections, math, history, social studies, science, what else? Writing. All five sections felt easy as fuck, as if it was like given to me. Now, I don't know if this is because I spent 3 years in another high school and then dropped out, or it was just originally just easy off rip. So that might have something to do with it, because most people, when they do the test, they're either doing it not really fresh off the boat, but technically fresh off the boat.
Fresh off the boat. That's an actual show, by the way.
I know, it's pretty good. Check it out. So I call my mom after the test. She's like, how you think you did? I was like, to be honest, mom, this test felt easy, but I don't know if I pass. She was like, this is the first time I heard anybody ever explain a test like that. Like, mm-hmm. I've never heard nobody say, and she's right, I have never heard nobody say, this test felt easy, but I don't know if I pass. It's either this test felt easy, I passed, or this felt hard, I didn't pass.
There's a word for that. What is it?
I don't know, man.
The word, what is it? Fuck. That's not the word, but I'll get back to you guys on it.
So, yeah, and...
Is it conundrum? No, it's not conundrum.
Conundrum, stick. I don't think that's how that word is used in a sentence, Brody.
No, I know. That's why I said no.
But,
shitbag? All right.
Shit. We're a little tired, but it's all right. So, going back to it, I now am done with the test. Now, I have to wait for results. Results take 2 to... Well, they said results takes 4 to 6 weeks, bro. I did not want to wait 4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 6 weeks for what results? Who grading the test? Damn.
Albany. That's who's grading the test. Albany.
That makes sense now.
Yeah, literally. Them niggas grade the test. Oh, my God. But guess what, bro? It came in 2 weeks. Cha-ching. So, but here's the suspenseful part while being back here, bro.
Oh. What was that?
Every single part of... So, everything else except writing had a pass. Writing had an X, but it said it's SIP, which means still in progress. So, I'm thinking, all right, somebody actually has to physically grade the writing. It can't be, like, computerized. You feel me? So, no doubt, I'm waiting. The next day, I check.
Yeah.
Bam. Passed. 90 days.
Wow.
Technically, yeah. Around 90 days.
What grade you get?
Everything I got was over... You had to get over 500. It wasn't like actual like A, B, C, D. You just had to get over 500.
Man, would've been nice. I mean, like, oh, I got some A's. Yeah, yo. See, that shit is an A. Not, this is an A+. Not no damn A. A is for commoners.
A is for commoners, nigga?
A is for commoners.
Whatever.
A+. Plus. Not that I've ever gotten one. Probably got one in, like, when I was in art. That was it.
So, but listen here, I'm doing one college course at the moment, you feel me? So I'm doing one college course. Now I don't have to do that no more. I just got the one college course, and I'm doing all right in the college course. Like, I don't know if I'm like being exceptional, like, well, but I know I'm doing all right. I know I'm gonna pass. I know I'm gonna be successful. But you won't believe what came out of this college course, bro. New York brings some of the most different people. Like, different people. Like, I thought living in Michigan, I was a sore thumb, and I stuck out as, like, the weirdo. But in New York, I fit. Like, physically, like appearance-wise, and, like, everyday, like, attitude. As in, like, a regular common attitude. Not like if I'm talking to my friend, or if I'm talking to, like, a coworker, but... It's like a regular attitude. It's like basically, I guess, normal, I guess. Because New York brings a lot of different people. And, bro, I don't really talk to a lot of bitches. I don't mean to call... All right, for me, niggas is niggas. Bitches is bitches. You feel me? If you
hate when people like try to get on me like, oh, why you're disrespecting women by calling them bitches. I was like, it's not necessarily... All right, I get it. We are definitely referring to women as bitches. But there are women out there that's bitches. Like, yeah. You get what I'm saying? And there's, like, niggas out here that's niggas.
And this is what it is. Like, yeah. I see it as, like, okay, since I've been, like, you know, raised here most of my life, the slang has always been for me, like, a guy, nigga. A girl, bitches.
And of course we understand that there's
you know, derogatory terms.
Yeah,
but no doubt. You know, over time, these.
But as you know, as we conversate with one another, let's put it that way. As we conversate with one another, as we conversate
with whatever you're comfortable with saying around certain people. That's just what it really is.
Because black people are the only one who have to switch talk.
Yeah.
Not the only ones, but, you know, a great majority.
Yeah, bro. Like, when I go to work, all right, I'd be like, how are you? How do you do? My voice gets deeper and I start talking like, you know, and like I start talking like, what's his name?
Can I get that packet of ketchups, please?
No, no.
You start talking like Clarence?
No, hell no. I don't do Clarence. I do Wesley Snipes.
The Wesley Snipes.
Okay. All right. Don't insult me, sir. I can do Wesley Snipes.
Nah, I'd be like a Clarence. I'd be like, this is literally how it goes. How you doing today, sir? My name is Kelvin. You need anything? You all right?
I tried that approach. All right. And I didn't like it because...
It's not you, I know, but... Like, for me to get across my message... Mm-hmm. To... Let's say a more judgmental, higher class of people. I literally have to be like them.
I see.
You literally have to be like them. You feel me? So
isn't that conforming?
Yeah, it is. You are conforming.
Whoa, conforming. I mean, people have done many different types of conforming. It's not just, you know, one type of conforming.
Yeah, no. Shit. So yeah. But overall, like, are we saying?
Someone has picked up a dictionary recently. Can you guess who? No, I'm playing.
Yeah, bro. So out of this whole experience at college now, mm-hmm. met the PYT. If y'all don't know.
Pretty young thing. All
right. Legitly. Okay. Yo. I always say if I was to ever find somebody, it would literally have to be me.
This bitch is me. That's what you're saying?
I mean, she not me 100%, but she like 50% there. You feel me? Like, she like 50% there.
So she's tolerable is what you're saying.
She's very tolerable. She is very tolerable. I have no problem having a conversation with her. Unlike other females, where it's like so hard to get my point across or so hard to understand their point. It's like ridiculous.
it's ridiculous.
It is. And after a while living in New York, I feel like it makes you not care no more because there's so much people and you can become ruthless after a while. You feel me? Like living in New York, you can become ruthless after a while.
Yeah, bro. This is how ruthless I became. Let me tell you. Remember the other day when I left your crib? After I slept over that night, when the family came over,
yeah,
I was walking past that cell phone store by 109 and shit, and listen, bro, I was walking past the cell phone store, and tell me why these two Jehovah's Witness ladies tried to stop me with, like, you know, the pamphlet and shit, and I don't know what came over me, but I usually stop, but I was just like not interested. And I kept moving. I said it mad dark, mad deep. No, I'm just not interested today, ma'am. Take care. I didn't even say take care. I just said,
yeah, just walked out. I feel you.
I felt so rude. It's no, like, it's so unlike you.
Listen, like, it's not, bro. Listen, bro. If you were to stop for everybody that hollered at you in New York, you'd probably get killed.
True.
If everyone who was to say you're used to turn around, anybody was always trying to talk to you. You'd probably die.
That's what I'd be telling you. Sometimes when you hear people call from a distance, and they don't turn around. We don't turn around when people call from a distance. If you don't expect a call, answering. Shit. One time, somebody told me I think it was like, what's the word? It's like a fib, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where if you hear, like, a quiet voice in the background calling your name, don't go looking for it. It's most likely the devil. And it scared me. Because I heard it. I was like, oh, my God.
I was like, I didn't look. I didn't go look.
My dumb ass would have been like, who's it?
Yeah, I just got hopped on the bus. I was like, nah. Hopped on the bus like, peace. It's going to have to wait till tomorrow.
And yeah. this chick is foreign. You heard? Mm. And I don't think I would have found, like, a foreign chick living in Michigan.
Mm. Yeah, no, probably not.
And I guess there's certain overseas, there's certain qualities that a female acquires.
Yeah.
And
it's a whole different demeanor that they got going on.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah, man, I don't got no problem with it. I kind of enjoy it.
It's almost like, not to say that all women like are like this in New York, but let's just say if you was to walk up to a random woman.
And she was from New York.
And she's from New York. And you tried to, like, you know, get her attention. You could even be just asking for directions, bruh. Or, like, you know, or even a simple question. Nothing pertaining to her necessarily.
Yeah, it can be like,
right?
Yeah, anything.
And her first reaction and regard kind of is just
ill,
so off-putting. And you just kind of just like, you know what? Never mind, yo. I don't. I'll figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Literally. Like, I'm not about to get dubbed or, like, you know, violated for no reason. Because that's literally what you face with a lot of New York women. The fear of getting violated or dubbed in public for no reason.
Like, but let's think about it, though. Like, yeah. The only reason why I feel like that is most New York women's first, like, initial reaction is because there's so much niggas in New York that holler at females, like, catcall females all the time. Like, that's all they do. Like, they sit on the block, they sell weed, and they catcall women.
Hey, true.
So I feel like their initial like, if all day they've been getting catcalled, and then, like, somebody out of random actually approaches them, I feel like their first thing is to put their guard up. Because, I mean, I would put my guard up. If I was getting catcalled all the time, I would feel weird, if you think about it. Like, just walking down the street. Yo, Brody. Wait, how do girls talk in New York?
Bro, I'm tell you one thing. I am disgusted, by the way. Some female, like, I went down. I'm not trying to shit on the Bronx, bro. Bro. But I had heard a girl say, yo, my nigga, in a raspy-ass voice for, like, the first time ever. And that shit, it didn't, like, it just surprised me in a weird kind of off-putting way. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it was not what I was expecting to come out of her mouth.
Yeah.
Because of how, bro, you should have seen this. She was dumb. Like, she was OD pretty, bro. And then for that to come out of her mouth, took her from a 10 to, like, a 7, just like that. And I was like, what?
Yeah, I mean, not everybody can be that one nigga on Instagram with that one Spanish chick. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel it.
Not everybody can have that one Spanish chick that be like, yo, bruh, what the fuck you mean? You bugging. Get the fuck out of here. You feel me? Like, yeah. Not everybody can do that. You feel me? So, but yeah, women, so I feel like they have to be tough. I feel like they're pushed into a spot of being tough. And then we complain that they're too tough.
True.
But we not the one catcalling, bro.
It's the bad seeds catcalling. We call them the bad seeds, all right?
The bad seeds.
All right. Now, there's different classifications of guys out here, okay? There's the ones that actually trying to, you know.
Yeah, so.
Mess with you. And then there's the ones that, you know, you just gotta, like, you know. Tread carefully, girl.
True, because it's...
But don't completely shut your mind out. Damn. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
So after a while, you know, I started talking to this girl, right? And, I mean, it's going all right, you feel me? Because that's, like, the first chick I guess kind of talked to since I've come back to, like, New York. But I've been, like conversating. Don't get me wrong. with other New Yorkers and other girls who were born in New York, mm-hmm. and who like either was born in New York or was raised in New York. Mm-hmm. And for me personally, it's just, it's a type of roughness I'm insecure with in a woman. Like, I guess that type of roughness gets me insecure. I guess I can't handle that.
Roughness? I don't get it. What roughness?
What roughness?
Like, okay, never mind. But no, explain what you have to say, because I have my own idea of what this roughness could be, but I want to hear it from your point of view.
Well, I mean, when I say rough, I mean as in, like, most girls that I talk to in New York who were born or were raised in New York that I've talked to. So I don't know the rest of them. I just know the ones that I've talked to. Yeah. Just meeting them off rip, I don't see them as, like, not a girl, but I don't see them as, like,
a timid or, like...
No, I don't see them. I don't...
You don't see them as what?
I guess feminine. I guess it's more like I see more as a bro. Like how they originally react to me, how they originally, like, talk to me, how they originally, like, look at me.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
You feel me? Like how most New Yorkers, like, It's just a feeling you get. And if you have, and most of the times, like, okay, so my cousins, they are wonderful, wonderful women. And the ones that live in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Now, one of them, you know, stick around Brooklyn a little longer than the rest. And
so
she's more rough. It's just what she is. Like, is you know how they make it seem like a woman is supposed to be completely caring and honest and all that, like, soft, mushy, gooey stuff all the time? Not that.
Oh, yeah, no. I've met girls like that before.
She's not that.
And to be honest,
she talked to you like you was a nigga. Like, she don't talk to you like you just a regular dude that in the future... You might be, not saying I'm doing my cousin, but the same female, like, you might be together, or, like, you might want to, you know, spark something of that interest.
Nah, she talked to you like you're just one of the boys, one of the girls.
Nah, one of the boys, but she is the boy, too, you feel me?
She is the boy!
You feel me? She's not a boy. Like,
well, that's the ultimate role reverse right there, when you think about it.
Well, yeah, so, like, for me, that's different, you feel me? Like, I'm used and okay with a soft voice. Like when I talk to my niggas, like, I don't expect them to be a soft voice. And if they do have a soft voice, it's just, they won't be my niggas, because it's who I'm comfortable with or what it is, you feel me?
Mm.
So, like, I'm more comfortable with a female having a more soft and timid way of life.
Mm.
Because that's just what I've seen growing up. All the females in my life, down to my mom, my aunts, down to my grandma, down to everyone, had, like, a soft, timid way of life. And that kind of appeals to me. Mm. But, yeah, so... Oh, funny thing is, never thought I was going to get this chick. Never thought... Not even get. I don't have her. She's not an object. But I never thought, like, I had a chance. You feel me? Like, I was like, yeah. If it was to happen, dope. But it's probably not gonna happen, Kelvin, so don't get your hopes up. Like, that's what, like, I was telling myself the whole time. Out of nowhere, bam, happens. Nigga, they right. They right when they say shoot your shot.
Hey.
I think women were giving men the signal to just go all ham out there.
90% of the women in this world think you're unattractive. There is still 10%. It's around 1 million or close to 750,000. Women that find you attractive.
Dude, okay. Got the whole math down. Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. So, basically, you're up to speed now, Shane. Like, we're in New York. Got my GED. It has been one hell of a journey so far. And I feel like if I wasn't in New York, I wouldn't have chased the knowledge as faster as I did. I feel like New York forces you to grow faster than you have to. And it can be a good and bad thing at the same time. But yeah, man. So what's going to happen now is I'm going to go to York. And we're going to call it a day. We're going to go to school for aviation management. Maybe, you know, maybe it's a lot more acquaintances in the match, if you know what I mean. But we'll see what happens.
That's the plan for today. Today, yeah.
All right, so it was nice talking to you guys. See y'all later. You have a beautiful day, night, whenever you listen to this.
Never forget, things change.
'Huh? It's still recorded. You need to cut it off.